I was born in Afghanistan, in Kunduz, in the north. And I was 6 months old when, just like any other Afghan family, we became refugees. We went to Tajikistan in Central Asia. And then from Tajikistan, we moved to Kazakhstan. And so when the situation was improving in Afghanistan in 2009, we moved back. When we moved back to Afghanistan, I honestly fell in love with the women of my country, with their resilience, bravery, and I started my activism at the young age of 14. Actually, the first woman that actually was very inspiring to me was my aunt. So I would see how she would leave her home early in the morning to provide for her 6 children. And her husband was also addicted to drugs during that time. And she would just go and just work and come back. And she was really handling that with a lot of, with a big smile on her face, actually. And I was very inspired by her. I was like, you were facing so many difficulties. So I did a lot of advocacy. Then I started joining different international organizations. So I worked on the first ever international treaty on violence against women at the global level. And I learned that one of the challenges that women are facing, whether in Afghanistan or in other countries, is their financial dependence on men. And that's how they are facing so many problems, including the domestic violence and other things. I was doing my undergraduate degree during that time at the American University of Afghanistan. So I combined my business background and passion for women. I founded a social enterprise, which was a clothing brand with the aim to help Afghan women to become financially independent. During my undergraduate degree at the American University of Afghanistan in 2016, it was 2016, sort of, I faced a big challenge, I think, in my life. I faced many problems. I think that was like one of the challenging parts was when my undergraduate university was attacked by the Taliban. And it was very challenging. I was there and over 15 students and staff members, they were killed. I think for that moment, I just almost lost hope. Then I went to China to do my first master's. I was very excited. I went there. It was, I always describe that year as like one of the most amazing years of my life, but also one of the most challenging in so many levels. Then I came back. I was very motivated, super passionate. I came back to Afghanistan, very passionate. I wanted to change my country. But unfortunately, what happened is it was 2019 when we had elections, presidential elections, so the situation was not good in Afghanistan. So my family, we just had to leave again. I remember that last day before leaving, I was just walking on the streets of Kabul and just crying because I just didn't want to leave my country, right? Again, starting everything from scratch, not knowing anyone. Then I just founded an NGO, nonprofit organization in 2020 by the name of Chaudhary, and where we started storytelling, and I'm very passionate about storytelling. I wanted the world to know about Afghan women's stories from their own perspective. It was COVID-19, so we started with like based on themes like COVID-19 stories and then other. And then we kind of expanded, started to doing some educational sort of workshops and programs. I applied to LSE. I got a full scholarship from LSE, and that's how I ended up in London. I came to London to do a second master's in gender development and globalization. So I came here in August 2021. Nobody cares about Afghanistan anymore. It's not on the headlines anymore. But the crisis is still there. Honestly, home to me is Afghanistan. I think there's no other way I can describe it. I think refugee is bold, resilient. When we see a person or when they hear their story of refugee, we shouldn't put that person in a box of a refugee, you know? We just have to see that person as any other human being